Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
We don't sit through sermons where we feel like, oh man, pastor's been spying on me this week. He is keeping tabs on my sins because he is listing them all off in the sermon.
They like one half of the First Amendment when it comes to religious freedom, but they're not too crazy about the other half of the First Amendment, which is the freedom of the press.
There's no place that Christ hasn't been. And so he goes even into the very depth of hell, Satan's headquarters, to say the victory has been won.
What holds a marriage together for 50 years is that by the grace of God, a man and a woman went on forgiving each other. It's the forgiveness of sins that holds a relationship together.
1 hour from now, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Those are the four soundbites in kind of condensed form that we'll be playing for you. We play the soundbites, you listen, and then your vote decides which one's going to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And the listener with the best vote, when we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week in about an hour, will get the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad, all for the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Well, this UN Human Rights Committee has accused the Vatican. They recently issued a report. That's within their purview. But they accused the Vatican, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, of systematically placing its own interests over those of victims by enabling priests to rape and to molest tens of thousands of children through its own policies and code of silence. Now, this is not new news, but the UN certainly is keeping an eye on it. Is there something in this UN Human Rights Committee report that fundamentally misunderstands what the Vatican has been doing for decades in response to the priestly abuse scandal? Joining us to answer that question on this Friday afternoon, Dr. James Hitchcock, Professor Emeritus of History at St. Louis University. Dr. Hitchcock, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Glad to be here again.
Is there something in this Human Rights Committee from the committee report from the UN that fundamentally misunderstands what the Vatican has been up to in response to priestly abuse?
I don't think it's a misunderstanding. I think, first of all, we could have anticipated legitimately criticism of the negligence, or whatever you want to call it, the church authorities have followed for a number of years about this problem and only belatedly began to try to deal with. That's fair game. Where they went on the wrong track, however, in a sense trying to define what they see as the causes of it, and paradoxically what they're saying is if you expose children to a greater degree of sexuality, presumably things like this won't happen. They demand that the church put sex education programs into the schools. They demand that the right to abortion be recognized. They far exceed their mandate, using the scandal of clerical sex abuse, real scandal that it is, to try to boost other issues. We can see the pro-abortion people and the homosexuals having had a very strong influence over this report.
So the UN Human Rights Committee report meddles, so to speak, in core teachings of the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes, the Vatican has responded, and I think this is applicable to all churches. This is a real threat to religious liberty. We're guaranteed religious liberty under our Constitution. But can a UN committee come in and take that away from us? If you've been following the matter of homosexuality, you know that in certain countries, Western Europe and Canada, Protestant ministers, so far no Catholic priest, I think, have actually been arrested and prosecuted for preaching that homosexuality is a sin. So there are people out there who want to move in on Christians, and I think this is a major example of it.
Now, it seems as though by trying to identify causes in the Roman Catholic Church, the UN Human Rights Committee fails to see the real cause. How would you How would you, from your perspective, having looked at this over the last, well, now going on 2 decades since the scandal broke, how would you see the causes of the priestly abuse?
Well, I'm still puzzled to some extent. I think the real root of it is the presence of a substantial number of homosexual clergy. The high majority of cases that we know about, they don't actually involve literally children. They involve priests and adolescent boys. So that, I think, is the major cause of it. Now, the cause of the cover-up is very much more difficult to understand. I guess with every institution, there's a desire to keep the dirty linen under wraps, and there has always been a kind of a, if you want to call it, culture of secrecy in the church. Don't talk publicly about things any more than you have to. And I guess a certain amount of clericalism, you know, priests circling the wagons and supporting and defending one another, those are all factors that come together. And as I say, they are certainly susceptible to legitimate criticism and have been over and over again, except for the first one. You won't get most people outside to the secularists outside to admit that it's a homosexual problem, even though it obviously is.
And yet the UN Rights Committee says that the Holy See should be more open toward homosexuality,
yeah, exactly,
contraception, other things. That's logic.
Exactly. And also, you give kids an earlier exposure to sex education. You give young girls access to abortion. How can those things not increase sexual activity, increase perhaps their susceptibility to being seduced by older men? It makes absolutely no sense. It's an attempt to win a propaganda war and to clip the wings of the church. I think that's perfectly clear.
Would you agree with the Vatican that this represents at least in a symbolic form a real threat to religious liberty, Dr. Hitchcock?
Oh, yes, I think it certainly does. And as I say, I think potentially it will apply to some Protestant churches as well. The question here at this point, of course, is what authority does this committee have? It's supposed to be advisory only. What authority does the UN itself has? It's not supposed to supersede national laws. But there are certainly a lot of people in this country, I don't know whether it's a lot, but there are significant people in this country who would willingly surrender some of our own legal autonomy to the United Nations. And so looking down the road, there is the real possibility that a report of this kind could be used to say, all right, modify now your guarantee of religious liberty, restrict it in the following ways. And that, I think, is a real danger.
Finally, then, does the Vatican occupy a somewhat unique place vis-a-vis the United Nations that any other state doesn't?
Yes, and I don't fully understand the whole ramifications of it. It isn't apparently just a question of Vatican City as a infinitesimally small little state, but it is the institution of the Holy See itself as an international institution. It's the same basis on which we send an ambassador. We don't actually send an ambassador to the Vatican City. We send the ambassador to the Holy See. It's all based on the theory that the Holy See, the Catholic Church, is a major player in world affairs internationally, all over the globe. And this fact is then manifest in their membership in the UN. But there have been strong pressures for years now to try to get them out. And this could, I think, can be seen as one further effort along that line.
Dr. James Hitchcock is Professor Emeritus of History at St. Louis University. Dr. Hitchcock, thank you very much for the update and for being our guest.
Thank you. Look forward to the next time.
When we come back, we're going to be spending some time with Pastor Ted Giese. The movie 12 Years a Slave is out. It's violent. It's realistic. It's gruesome, not only in its violence, but also in the story that it tells. Very difficult to watch. How does a Christian watch a movie like this? We'll get a review of 12 Years a Slave.
Shine with the light.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Do you have a student finishing up eighth grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm, so check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
How would you like to attend a conference and hear Matt Harrison, Craig Parton, Jonathan Fisk, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, and Al Schmidt? You're invited to the 2014 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.